Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ, a podcast about everyday life from the spiritual, the physical, and the metaphysical perspective. Each week, I'll bring you episodes that have a casual, laid-back, informal, and spontaneous look at this thing we call life. I'm Sunny Dawn Johnston. Now let's get started. Hey there, hey there, hey there, friends. Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ. That's me. So happy to be with you today, this beautiful Wednesday in May. So come on in, say hello, let me know you're with me, you can hear me, you can see me. And in just a few minutes, I will introduce you to our guest for the day that I'm excited to spend the next little bit with. So I will share a little bit about her in just a few minutes. So come on in, guys, say hello so I know you're there. And let's get this Wednesday off the cuff started. All right. Hello, Elise. Good to see you. Hey, Barb. Glad to see you, my friend. It's a beautiful Wednesday wherever you're from. I'm hoping wherever you're from. Hello, Michelle. Good to see you. Hi, Jen. Hey, April. Awesome. Good to see you, friends. Coming on in. We were here last week. I think I was on retreat last week or teaching a class. I can't remember. It's hard to keep track of me some days, guys. Good afternoon. Hey, Linda. Good to see you, sister. Awesome, friends. Coming on in and saying hello. Okay, so let me bring our guest on. Just one second. Introduce you to the awesome Chris Groth. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, my friend. It's been a little bit of time since we've actually talked. So it was great to be able to have you here. And I'm so excited to share with everyone what you've been up to and what you continue to be up to. So let me introduce you first so everybody knows a little bit about who you are, what you do, and then we'll dive into the questions. And if you guys have questions, you're welcome to share them right here in the comments as well. All right. So Chris Groth right here is an intuitive energy healer, an archangel life coach, spiritual teacher, and best-selling author. Her fiction books in the Soul Healing series, I always say this wrong, so help me if I mess it up. Soliloquy.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay. And Solicitude. Uh-huh. Okay. Weave together her love of women's fiction and romance with her knowledge and experience in spirituality and healing. For over 20 years, Chris has worked with clients all over the world through her healing sessions, classes, and sound healing meditations. Now, through these books, she brings this healing and wisdom to a wider audience. All right, my friend, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So you got to tell us about the names, because I love it, but it makes me have to really make sure I'm thinking so I know how to say it, especially the soliloquy one. So mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us what each one of the books is about, because I know it's a series, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're interested, you guys, she's going to tell you a little more about them, but they're available on Amazon and Kindle Unlimited, which is awesome. So tell us a little bit about each one of the books and how they kind of work with each other.
Okay. So Soliloquy is the first one. That's this right here. And the name of that one, the word soliloquy is like a monologue where, let's say, someone on a stage in theater is talking to themselves. And throughout the book, the main character learns to have a conversation with her soul to get her answers, to find her guidance. And so she's journaling and trying to find those answers. And so through this conversation with her soul, learning to talk to her deeper self, that's her soliloquy.
Gotcha.
That's where that name came from.
And then important for us to be able to learn how to go within and connect with that soul and connect with our higher consciousness, higher self, whatever we want to call it, instead of what most of us do, which is go out, right? Go out and ask mm-hmm. everybody else and see what everybody else thinks. So that's awesome.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, and throughout the story, you're with Lily on her journey as she's discovering, you know, what it means to connect with her soul and how she can tap into that guidance, because she's trying to, you know, in the beginning, she has everything she thought she wanted, but she's not happy. And so she's trying to figure out, okay, what is it that's missing? What does she need? Making decisions about her career, about her love life, about, you know, the direction of her life. And, you know, how do you make those big decisions if you're not tuned into, you know, yourself rather than, you know, what everybody else is saying you should be doing, or what the expectations are, or what, you know, okay, at this point in your life, you should be doing this. But, you know, that's not always what would be fulfilling or what would make us happy.
And for sure, when, for sure.
When we really tune into our own, you know, deepest self, our own inner knowing, that's where we find our answers, because nobody else knows what's best for us. Mm-hmm. We can only find that for ourselves.
Now, what was your inspiration behind that book? So, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of us recognize the challenge in going within instead of what we're trained to, what we're, you know, everybody's taught to go outside mm-hmm. of themselves, and at the same time recognizing that it's something that we can get better and better and better at. So from your experience, what inspired that book to come through you? Were you in a time in your life where that's what you were needing to do, or was it something that you know was activated in another way?
Well, I struggled with my intuition for years, you know, thinking that it had to be a certain way, that I wanted to be clairvoyant. I wanted to, you know, have these clear messages that were obvious and that kind of, you know, other people were having these experiences and that's the way I wanted mine to be. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, but through that thought that I wasn't intuitive because my messages weren't coming like theirs. So it was this, ongoing struggle that I had with between myself and my intuition as I was trying to figure out, how do I get my messages? How, you know, how does it come for me? And
the comparison, so, right? The comparison right. between, which just always, always hurts. The comparison always hurts.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I let go of that expectation and actually gave up. I was like, okay, I'm not intuitive. Okay. I'm okay with that. But then, you know, just thought, okay, I'll just do meditation instead. I'll just focus on meditation. And as I did that, I realized, okay, I'm feeling things that, you know, when I sit in meditation, I'm starting to feel something within my body, or I'm, you know, as I'm doing this other, you know, self-care practice, I'm sensing this and then paying more attention to, okay, what am I sensing? What am I feeling? And spending more time with that. And that's my strongest sense, is the feeling. And that's what was harder to tune into, to understand anyway, because there are so many feelings, and how do you just discern them? And so intuition has been a long process for me.
And it's a lifelong journey, right? I mean, it's constantly expanding and constantly growing. And when you're a feeler, yeah, it's okay. Well, I'm feeling the sadness. So how do I know that that's actually a sign versus that's just my sadness and where it's guiding me and where it's directing mm-hmm. me. And if it even is my sadness, right? Like sometimes it's not even mine known.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So that's great.
And then also learning how, you know, once you're tuned into your intuition, how do you use that to make decisions? How do you tap into, okay, what is guidance and what is just, you know, something else. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big part of it too, is practicing, you know, tuning in and practicing asking the questions and okay, what does it feel like when you have an answer that's yes? And what does it feel like when you have an answer that's no? And how do you know the difference?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Awesome. Okay. So then that's the first book. Mm-hmm. Then we move to the second book, Solicitude. Mm-hmm. And so what that's a follow-up basically, right? So you're still following mm-hmm. the story. And what inspired, I mean, obviously once you start writing, you're just like, you know, you get into it and you're like, okay, now we're going to move this direction. And you, mm-hmm. you shared with me earlier, I'm already working on the next one. So it's in motion. But so how did this one come about?
Well, this one, it's one of the characters that was very minor in the first book is the main one in the second book. And it follows, in the beginning, You see a woman who is escaping an abusive relationship and she's following the guidance of her angels. They tell her to, okay, you need to get up and go right now. She leaves in the middle of the night and, you know, that she's, you know, she drives and drives until she, you know, ends up in the middle of nowhere stranded. And then this stranger comes and helps her. Well, it's their relationship. They're both working through their issues. She's on a healing journey to heal her past. And, you know, all her life, she's gone from one abusive relationship to another. And through a healing process, though, realizes that doesn't have to be her path. She doesn't have to stay in that cycle, and she can get out of it and find a healthy relationship and, you know, and find happiness and love and all the things that she really deserves. But it is a long journey, as you know, she is working through some of the things from her childhood that start bubbling up that are triggered by this other event. And because we're not just, you know, things don't happen just singularly, you know, we are accumulation of our experiences. Sure. And, you know, but it also opens the door for healing, that we don't have to continue carrying that baggage forever. We can work through it and clear it out and create a better life for ourselves.
So. Sure. Sure. And so this book, Solicitude, just came out about a month ago, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when was the first book written? So much space between the two of them.
4 years ago.
4 years.
The first one. Yeah.
Okay. I remember when that one was coming out because we were at a writer's retreat and, mm-hmm. and that was moving through you at that time. Yeah. Here's something that's a little bit different because your books are fictional. And yes. So many of the authors I speak to and the teachers that we interview and things like that are non-fictional writers. Mm-hmm. Tell me how you see the difference, because I think so many people, you know, in this day and age, we're like, okay, I just want to learn. I want to learn. I want to learn. And sometimes it's okay to learn through experience or learn through maybe a little more subtle ways. So mm-hmm. What inspired, because I'm sure you had people say, okay, fiction's going to be harder. And, mm-hmm. and so what called you into, you know, no, it needs to be fiction. And what approach are you taking to teaching? Cause I know you're teaching, I know you're a teacher. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I've always been drawn to, reading fiction. That's what I prefer to read when I'm going to sit down and read a book. I prefer fiction. I like being immersed in a story. You know, like living vicariously through the characters and whatever they're experiencing and feeling that within myself and what they're going through. Mm-hmm. So when it came to writing a book, I knew it had to be fiction. I mean, I've contributed to a half a dozen nonfiction books. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I can do that. But what really, really resonates with me and with my soul is the fictional stories. Mm-hmm. But it also, I knew I had something, I wanted to share something that was teaching, but that also blended together, the things that are important to me, which is spirituality, healing, angels, all of those things. So it was challenging, especially, well, the first book came through, like it was a download and that book pretty much wrote itself. It just mm-hmm. came through me and I was the transcriber.
Sure. Sure. You're just giving them the body and the hand to move.
That's
things
right. Mm-hmm. So that story sure. came through in a different way. The second book I was more intentional about. It was where, okay, I want to include this and this and this. And I, you know, what is this? How can I provide a story that would be a powerful experience for people that are reading it and that would, you know, combine all of these elements, but be teaching about intuition, be teaching about, you know, how you can, you know, get out of a cycle and create a better life, you know, all of these really big spiritual lessons and also a healing experience, weaving that all together. So, the way I see it is, you know, there are different ways of learning and, you know, for some people, you know, they can have a lesson, you know, all typed out and they read it and, you know, they understand it, or they hear somebody say it and that's how they learn it best. But for thousands of years, the way that, that lessons were transferred from one person to another was through story, mm-hmm. through analogies, through parables, through, you know, telling about anecdotes, or, you know, you tell your story and then, you know, pass it on to your children and they tell the story and it continues on. So, so as humans, a big part of our culture is telling stories. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of how we learn, how we've learned for a long time. So, you know, finding a way to tell a story that teaches spirituality and teaches these healing topics and things, I think is something that that's kind of been missing. You know, mm-hmm. there are millions of nonfiction books that teach about spirituality and healing, and yet it's really difficult to find a fiction story that is along the same lines. So
I love storytelling, and everybody that knows me knows I'm a storyteller myself. Like, I've never taken the time to write the stories. I like to talk the stories, way easier for me. Mm-hmm. But I think that that's, you know, because then we relate to it and we resonate to the energy and the frequency of it. And mm-hmm. I think it oftentimes we can see ourselves in the story and it's not as threatening. Mm-hmm. Or it's not as like, oh, you should have been doing this. Here's your steps. So sometimes mm-hmm. it can be really valuable to just see it in somebody else's perspective. And then it kind of just comes on in. You're like, maybe mm-hmm. I could look at that. So that's,
yeah,
that's awesome.
And it also gives a reference point where, okay, this happened for Elise in the book. Well, you know, that's a lot like my story. And maybe if it can happen for her, it can happen for me too. And certainly. So it kind of gives us like a, helps us to feel like we're not alone, that we're not the only one that has ever been through this, or, and that there is hope.
Sure. Sure. So in the, with the second book, do the books, can you read the second book without reading the first, or do people need to yeah. start with the first?
Yeah, they're standalone, and actually I have separated them on Amazon so that they, you know, they aren't linked as a series anymore. So the one that I'm, so actually Solicitude here will look like it's the book one of a series, but mm-hmm. it'll be linked to the one that I'm currently writing. Right. But yeah, they are standalone, so you can read them in either order.
But the character from one of the characters from the first one is the main character in the second one.
There is a thread. And in the second book, the characters of the first one do make an appearance. So you can kind of mm-hmm. see what happened with them.
Sure. But still makes sense without it. Okay. Yeah. So that's mm-hmm. good to know. So if you haven't read either one of them, then start with the first one. But if you haven't read and you're like, oh, I only have time for one, then whichever one you're called to, I would imagine, is going to be the one that's for you. Because number one, that's how it works. And number two, it seems like the first one is more about kind of my life doesn't feel fulfilled and why not? And kind of that internal self-inquiry, where mm-hmm. the second one, it sounds like, is really working more towards healing and letting go of that trauma and learning how to trust again and getting into mm-hmm. Some of those kind of healing modalities and how to move through that. So mm-hmm. depending on what you feel guided to, of course, that they'll speak to you for sure. Yeah.
Both of the books have energy healing in them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, both of the main characters are going through a healing journey and you're going through that process with them, sure. you know, till they get to their happy ending at the end of the book. But yeah, just tune into whatever, whichever one speaks to you and to what you need to receive it mm-hmm. right now.
So as a fictional writer, how challenging has it been? How has that looked for you? So we talked a little bit about the difference in it, but how has that looked for you in actually bringing this book up and being able to share it? Has it been... I mean, you were an author in like my 365 Days of Angel Prayers. I know you've done a lot of books that are co-authored books. And so mm-hmm. how is that different for you? And what do you see as as maybe a missing piece, even that we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's for one thing, it's difficult to categorize a book like this. Mm-hmm. You know, on Amazon, it is considered an inspirational romance, and yet within the inspirational romance category, you have Christian romance, you have, you know, all of these different things. There really isn't a category for spiritual, not spiritual fiction. There sure. is in nonfiction,
right?
There are definitely categories for that. So it's like I'm kind of I'm trying to bridge the gap from, you know, what is traditionally seen in romance, trying sure. to bridge spirituality and romance, mm-hmm. But also trying to, you know, bring over or find a fiction story that the nonfiction people can go to, mm-hmm. you know, so it's combining all of that together. So yeah, it has been challenging. It's I've been looking at different avenues, like doing podcasts and TikTok and different social media.
TikTok. Man, good for you. I am like, I'm not an ADD person, and not, I love all of you that are like that, but it makes me crazy to watch those. Like, it's like too much, too fat. I'm like, oh my gosh, I
can only do little small doses.
Like ones are like boom, 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 boom. I'm like, they go so fast. I'm like, wait a minute, I can't even follow what you're doing. I can't do it. I've watched a few of them and I'm like, oh my goodness. It's just, I'm so glad there are people that do. And I'm so glad it benefits you, and good for you if you can do it, girl. Cause I feel like I just spun out in the washer. You know, I'm like,
so I'm giving it a try, you know?
Yeah, good for you.
See what works. But
yeah, for sure. All right, so if people want to find your book, so they can go to chrisgrowth.com, right there, guys, chrisgrowth.com. Mm-hmm. You can get both of the books there, or you can get them on Amazon, or mm-hmm. you can get them on Kindle Unlimited. So that's those are great. Mm-hmm. And also she has a free gift. So if you want to go and download the free gift, it's Connect to Your Soul Meditation. And you can go to the website, chrisgrowth.com, and then /gift-soul-connect. I'm sure there's a pop-up or something mm-hmm. there that says, you know, free gift here. So if you guys yeah. want to stay in contact with Chris, then you can get some of the information there. So Chris, now we always do at the end of our time together, once we've shared a little bit about this, if anybody has any questions, certainly throw the questions in the comments and I'm happy to ask Chris for you. You know, we know you have a big connection with the angels, and that's been a big, obviously you've got your wings behind you. And that's kind of the one of the common, you know, energies that we share. Certainly when you are thinking, so I'm going to ask you just some off the cuff questions now. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you, think about if you weren't doing what you do now, what might you have done? So if you weren't doing the healing, the energy work, and the connecting with angels, what would you have done?
I think graphic design might, you know, like the more that I work on these things, like I really like creating book covers, and I really like creating different graphics and web design and things like that. So I think that could have been something that that would have been a good career for me.
Mm-hmm. Graphic design, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm very creative, and I don't know. I just like messing around with that stuff. So
I love it. Okay, all right. If you were to pick the thing that you have purchased in the past year that you love the most, that's under $100, what would it be and why?
My walking sandals. I have some really comfortable walking sandals, and now we're just now getting spring here in Minnesota, and so I'm looking forward to going for more walks outside and taking.
And what kind of walking sandals are they?
What the brand? I think was JBU.
Okay. Are they comfy?
Yeah. Yeah. They're comfy. And yeah. So like I could go hiking or just walking or whatever. So.
Sure. Okay. Okay.
Cool. My intention when I got them was to have them for Peru. So.
Yes. So now we have a little more time to wear them in.
Yes.
Yeah, I bought two pairs of hiking boots so far that I've had time to wear in for Peru. So, okay. If you could have a billboard anywhere that says anything, what would it say? Where would it be? And why?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, live your light is what came to me. Where would it be? It's where, like, it's on the side of the freeway, so there's millions of people going by it, and so it, like, inspiring people to live their light. I don't know how much more specific to be than that.
So you don't want it to be like in Times Square or on the beach of Florida or something where everybody can see it, or just the side of the road wherever you happen to live.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I don't want it to be, like on the beach or something because it doesn't belong there. It's the people that are driving in their car, they're in rush hour, they need that reminder.
Yeah, so. Every day in it, kind of. Mm-hmm. Got it. I understand. Okay, live your light. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last question. What was your first job?
My first job was working on a golf course. I was like the cart person that, you know, like, drove around the course and picked up garbage and put all the golf carts where they were supposed to be and planted flowers and all of this stuff. So I was outside all the time. It was actually a pretty good job.
Awesome. That's mm-hmm. awesome. It's always fun to hear. I've had actually several people that started on a golf course where they're like a little caddy person, or they took care of the food cart thing, or so that's mm-hmm. interesting. Interesting. Yeah. All right, my friend. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Again, you guys, if you want to pick up one or both of Chris's books, you can go to chrisgrowth.com or you can go to Amazon and grab it there. Chris, and one part
on Amazon, the my author name is Christine Growth, KristenGrowth. So
yes, Christine Growth. Mm-hmm. So a parting message that you might have, Chris, for everyone that is listening.
Oh, parting message, keep tuning in to your inner guidance, to your guidance of your angels and guides, and follow what you're being guided toward. The more that you tune in and you follow those nudges and that message, that's where our joy and happiness lies.
For sure. For sure. Awesome. All right, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to everyone who has been with us. We appreciate you. Have a great day. And I will see you next Wednesday at 1:11 p.m. Pacific time for Off the Cuff. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Great one, honey. Thank you so much for listening to Off the Cuff with SDJ. If you gained some knowledge, if you felt a connection, if you got some ahas or insight into this thing we call life, if you feel like you're a little more elevated than you were before you listened to this podcast, then please subscribe to this podcast. And if you're already signed up, please rate and review it. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to get more information about me and what I have to offer, go to my website, sunnydawnjohnston.com. Thanks so much, my friend, and I hope to see you next week.